of adjustment, but easy on the curves.
Not a glitch, Dad. Just got dyslexia, okay?
This out on you! This out on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Obscure Disney Podcast.
Brought to you by Jumbo Junior Airlines. You'll be dancing about everything when you see our elephants fly.
To all who have come to this podcast, welcome. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast. I'm Steven.
And I'm Ryan.
With new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass to this podcast by subscribing on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Simply search for the Obscure Disney Podcast or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
Well, Steve, are you ready?
Ready for?
For a new superhero movie.
Oh, I absolutely am.
I think we've discussed in the past that you and I have a bit of superhero fatigue when it comes to the movies.
Oh, yeah.
It's so often that we're getting another superhero movie.
Yeah.
That they're losing a little bit of their pull, for me at least. They need to do a little bit more, I think, to get me excited for superhero movies. And they might need to wait a minute, because I feel like we are just getting bombarded with superheroes all the time now.
Yeah, we've talked about it this entire year, I think, right? And this is like the fourth time we've talked about it in 9 months. Apparently true.
But that being said...
Let's talk about Captain America.
No! Captain Marvel. Wow. You can tell Steve's a super superhero fan.
I'm sorry, what did we just see?
Right?
No, was that not a... That's not it?
No Captain America. Oh. We're talking Captain Marvel.
Oh, she should be Captain America, though.
Completely different branch of the armed forces.
Oh, completely.
Yeah, she's a fighter pilot.
Okay.
So...
Well, tell me all about what we just saw.
What... What did we just
tell
see?
Tell me, what did we just see?
This is going to have some spoilers in it, so if you haven't seen it yet, this may not be the best time to listen to the podcast. It's been out for a good minute, so we figure we're pretty much in safe territory for spoilers.
Right.
So, just
FYI.
It's
been a busy month. I can't believe it took us a month to go see anything.
I know. This is what happens when you're busy. And
right?
When, honestly, I'm not joking when I say that I have some superhero fatigue.
Truly.
I love a good movie, and a good action film is always fun, but at some point, we're going to have to drift away from just constant superhero films.
Right.
But Captain Marvel came out. It's obviously part of the Marvel universe that Disney is building. We follow we're led to believe in the beginning she's an alien woman who is part of a military unit who is working to wipe out a invasive alien species is kind of what their thing is.
Well, that explains a lot.
Does it? Did you not know this as we were watching?
No, I'm kidding.
And as you go through the movie, she kind of pieces together her own origin story from fractured memory and figures out kind of where her place is in the universe, right?
Sure, yeah. She did that.
I can see this not being one of your favorites because it was very sci-fi heavy.
It was.
It wasn't. A lot of them rely a lot on magic or
science. Yeah, that makes it fun. Or really rich guys.
Or really rich people.
That's right up my alley.
Right.
That I can support.
Mr. Banks is your alter ego.
Or Tony Stark, for that matter.
Right. But this one was definitely more sci-fi. It was more aliens. It was more spaceships.
Which can be really fun, too. Like, that doesn't need... It could... I still think the show could have been better, though, than it was.
For sure.
It could have been, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And granted, obviously, you and I possibly aren't their target audience. I feel like this was definitely focused more towards... First of all, the people that don't have any superhero fatigue who are totally into all of this, right?
They're all in hook, line, and sinker.
They're all in.
Yeah.
But also, this one, I think, appeals more to the female demographic since this is really the first time that they just have a standalone bad A kind of lady in the Marvel Universe.
Right.
Scarlet... what's her name? Scarlet Witch hasn't really had her own thing. Black Widow hasn't really had her own thing. We had, obviously, the success with Wonder Woman.
Right.
So I think this is kind of Marvel's response to Wonder Woman, almost.
Maybe, right. And I think that I wanted to love it for that reason alone.
Right.
What's not to love about that? Uh-huh. Like, everything about it sounds way cool, but it just, you know, we read a review once that said it was basically just a plug and play unit of all of their other shows that they've done.
Yeah.
It's the exact same formula.
It's very formulaic is exactly my initial response to it was, well, it just kind of was like a rail shooter. Like, it just sets you into the same track as everything else and just moves you through. You know what I mean? I think
just like all the other Disney rides, they wanted to be able to shit do
right. I feel like a lot of the origin stories have this problem where you have to have an inciting incident, have a villain, have a reason, put them in a insurmountable situation and have them rise to the occasion type of thing. You know, it's very much an origin story, and that's kind of how they work, you right. know. And this one tried to do something a little different with the amnesia, trying to remember who she was, where she came from type thing. But unfortunately, it just didn't play enough into the story for it to be too weighty, in right. my opinion.
It didn't.
But were there things that you liked about it before we harp any more on it?
Her friend and her friend's daughter were super cool. That was mm-hmm. fun. I liked that. I like that she's a fighter pilot. I liked that. That was cool enough.
Sure.
Outside of that, literally, there was nothing else that I found intriguing. I found nothing else exciting about it.
Ooh.
I found
Well, let me mention some things before you go nothing. Did you like the fact that it was set in the 90s?
Oh, thank you. I thought it was very interesting. Like, right? Like, the moment that we're not allowed to spoil.
Yes.
The moment that she, like, lands on top of a blockbuster, we're like, what are we in for?
Right.
This movie's going to take us somewhere I wasn't expecting. And that was fun. Like,
yeah.
that was fun enough.
When they put the disc in the computer and it's loading.
Right.
And she's like, what is it doing? And they're like, it's loading.
That was nostalgic.
Right.
And I love the fact that it's pretty funny that we're now becoming the older generation that, like, they're trying to target with it. That, like,
right.
Right. They're like, oh, whatever we are, Gen X will love it.
The long time ago times of the 90s. Let's Look, go back
guys,
then.
Wasn't this cute? And I guess in some way it was cute, but...
Which... I have to say, a positive and a negative for me is the 90s thing, because, you know, it's fun to go back to a different time period where you get to see things you haven't seen for a while. However, I feel like prequels lose a lot of suspense because you already know who's going to survive this situation. So you can put characters in peril in your movie, but everybody knows that they survive it. So it's like, well, that doesn't bother me that...
Right.
that this guy is getting the crap beat out of him because we've seen him in all the other movies that happened chronologically after this movie, so we know he's fine.
I do have to say it was absolutely hilarious that just like 3 weeks ago, you and I were talking and I was trying to describe to you what a two-way pager was.
Right.
And you're like, what is this thing? And I was like, it's really kind of stupid now. It's just basically a text messenger from phone to phone.
Right.
It's basically that, right? So I had to describe to you, and you're like, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard of. Why would you, you know?
Yeah.
And then, voila, it now appears in the movie. And
hey,
I was like, there it goes.
There
and
it is.
Just like every other Motorola two-way pager I ever saw, and it's like, oh, it takes me back.
I'm sorry. It looks terrible. Just saying.
Right?
I was not cool enough nor important pager. Enough to have a two-way pager at the time.
Well,
so
Captain Marvel was.
She was much cooler than me.
Because this is how you get a hold of her, is with a two-way pager.
A two-way pager. You know, you do what you have to.
Oh, funny. I love it.
So, also, I think the character of Goose was fun.
Yeah.
You have no idea what I'm talking about.
Who was Goose?
Goose is the cat that they have in the movie, and big spoiler here, it turns out that he's not really a cat.
He's like, who some didn't sort see of that coming
he
right?
was some sort of horrific I don't know, it's an octopus beast.
Well, sure. I mean, if you saw, you know, Men in Black, they did the same cat type characters in that too, I think, right?
They did a dog that was an alien.
Completely different.
Completely different. but the cat was kind of cool. Unfortunately, some of the CGI of the cat was a little goofy. But other than that, I liked the character of Goose. It was the one thing I think that stood out in this movie as different from everything else.
Yeah.
So I kind of appreciated that. I also thought that the 90s era works really well musically with An Angry Girl.
It did.
You know, because that's when we had all the Angry Girl music.
Ooh, Alanis Morissette in her heyday.
Alanis Morissette, Gwen Stefani. We had these people, these women that were tired of being treated like powder puffs and wanted to show that they were tough. And it works really well with this fighter pilot kicking butt in space.
Yeah,
you know?
That did, except I did have a problem with like the movie in itself was the music behind it was very much like dun 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 kind of stuff. I'm a I can't sing the words. What were they?
Which
one? All the girl songs that were in there.
It was like, I'm just a girl.
Right, but it was right after this like big epic, you know, type of background music. And so you're like, that feels a bit out of place.
But I mean, they did it with Guardians of the Galaxy and stuff. So I guess it just depends on.
It fit a little bit better in Guardians of the Galaxy for. Did you like it for some reason? Okay. It felt like that was the overall ambiance of the show. Where this one, it almost felt it was kind of like an afterthought that they just kind of had to plug in there to try to make it more humorous or something.
Oh, okay.
Is kind of the what I felt from the show.
Oh, but, all right.
You know,
I mean, I liked the music. I thought it was fun.
And without the music, it would have been pretty depressing. So I'm glad they put it in there for sure. It helped.
There are definitely some things that I feel like could have been improved that would have made it better for me. But one of them is the fact that we now have this female superhero who has like the special suit where she can fly through space and she's super tough. I feel like having her do more space battles as her super self would have set it apart as something unique.
Right.
We haven't really had that in the Marvel universe, really.
Yep.
So her being able to fly around and punch her way through spaceships and deflect lasers and things could have been a cool addition to this to make it a little bit more different than everything else.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, a lot of the Marvel superheroes have similar powers. There's lots of flying, there's lots of shooting lasers, there's lots of super strength, you know, fighting type stuff. So if you can differentiate your character in some way, I think it helps.
Right, and we did talk about that, like, this is based off of comic books that were written in the late 60s or something, right? And so to adapt, if you're trying to stay true to whatever that could have been, to, you know, it's amazing to me at all that these superhero movies hold up at all.
Right.
Because they're so, because that was such a long time ago. And so the fact that they're using them as guidance for these movies is kind of cool in itself.
Yeah.
But with that said, still, I don't know.
So my major issues, honestly, are that they're becoming very predictable.
Right.
It's very difficult to surprise me anymore with the superhero movies. You can pretty much spot the villain in the first 10 minutes of the films. You're like, that's the bad guy.
The cat's the bad guy?
No, the cat wasn't the bad guy. Sometimes I wonder, because I don't think you were paying very much attention during this movie.
I'm kidding with you. I do know that that's the truth.
Yeah. So it's very easy to spot the bad guys. It's very easy to say, well, she's obviously going to get out of this, like I said, because it's a prequel, so they're not going to kill her off in her prequel.
Oh,
she's got to come back, you know?
There was zero chance that she was going to die during this episode.
So it's...
And I call it an episode because that's what all these shows feel like anymore. They don't feel like movies at all. They feel like episodes.
They feel like they are just like spin-offs of a main movie that keeps looping back around to itself.
Uh-huh.
You know, where it's like, obviously the Avengers storyline is the main post.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything just kind of swirls around this main post. Because you know they're going to come back for the next Avengers movie, so you can't kill them off out here. They have to come back to the main storyline eventually.
I got it. I can follow that.
You're down with that?
I can follow it.
Yeah.
Makes sense. But you got more?
No, that's good. How did it do is my real question.
So this is the real problem I had with this show. The real problem I had is it has made $912 million.
Ooh, there you go.
Worldwide. So far, $321 million for domestic box office and $591 million in international box office for a combined total of $912 million.
Mm.
Right? So close to $1 billion. And this is the problem we have with every every superhero movie we have makes a buttload of money.
Yeah, like, they make
a ton of money. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I would make for $900 million?
Oh, I'd make the same movie 700 times if they paid me that much money every time.
Legitimately. Like, yeah. I would, you name it all.
And that's why I said, like, you and I are obviously not the main demographic that they're going after, because we're tired of the superheroes and the sameness that comes with superheroes. But obviously, a lot of people are still not. But, and especially for a really tough-as-nails lady superhero,
yeah,
people are totally on board for this, you know.
So, in the next part of that is that the approval rating or whatever, critics are giving it 78% approval,
okay,
and audiences are giving it a 61, right?
Huh.
And so, a lot of times for movies like this, the audience scores should be higher than what the critics are giving it,
right?
But this is vice versa, and I think that like that's a general consensus across the board. Is it's like I guess it's passable enough. You know, but what I would like to see even further is like, is there a percentage of people out there that just absolutely love it? And then another percentage that hate it, don't like it at all. And so it averages 61.
Right.
Or is it that across the board, nobody likes
it? It's more of a myth.
Because even if somebody out there loved it, and if it spoke to somebody very personally,
yeah,
that would make me super happy.
Well, and I think there are a lot of people that love this movie.
Yeah.
I've heard people review it saying, this is my new favorite character.
Yeah.
I love all of her stuff. People are buying Captain Marvel merchandise. The little girls especially are really excited about it. And this is why I say, good for you. I love when people get excited about things.
Me too.
It's fun to see people get hyped about things, and I am more than happy to let people be excited.
Yep.
You know, I think that's fun. It's just not for me. You know, eventually, I think we'll come to a place in our world where we are tired of superheroes, but apparently it's not now. People are 100% on board with it. And so I may slow down on my desire to see superhero movies.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know which ones, because we're going to go see the new Black Panther when that comes out. We're going to go see the...
Is there a new Black Panther coming out?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
And then there's the Endgame is coming out, right?
Right.
We're going to probably go see that. And then there's other things.
Well, and the new like Guardians we said of before, Galaxy, this is I'm the going thing. To
go see that.
The problem with the last... Avengers movie when they kill off all the people is we have the list of movies coming out for the next 3 years, and there are people in these movies that quote unquote died in the last Avengers movie,
and we already know that.
And it's like,
you know what I won't go see would be an Ant-Man, maybe, if they
no more Ant-Man for you.
I mean, maybe that would probably be one I'd pass on. Okay. Probably. I don't think I enjoyed the last one so much with the Bumblebee or Wasp or something.
The Wasp, yeah. The Bumblebee.
By the way, folks, we saw Bumblebee here in the South, and that thing was like the size of a bird. It was so big. It was a
superhero bee?
It was such a superhero bee. I thought it was coming to get me.
They grow bigger down here.
They sure do. That bee was big.
Steve was going to have to punch it. Get it away.
I had to legitimately do that last year, but this one we just rolled up the window and drove away fast. Sadly. Now that should be a superhero movie.
Well, how do you know that wasn't a superhero? They could have been trying to save us and
rolled up the window. Yeah. Anyway, there you go.
So I guess the real question is, what can they do to make these movies fresh? Is there anything they can do? Because even just sitting watching the previews before this movie, it was superhero, 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 superhero movie coming out.
Oh, it was awful.
You know, and that's not just Marvel. That's you know, X-Men movies coming out.
Which is now Disney now, right?
Which is now Disney.
I was going to ask you about, to explain that to me, but I'm glad you just did. Thank you.
Okay.
We'll talk about it on another one.
Another time. And they're all very samey. Like, I'm really, I hate to say disappointed that they're doing Dark Phoenix again with X-Men, but we've done it.
We have?
Yes.
Okay.
The original X-Men trilogy went through the Dark Phoenix.
I see.
And it's a fun storyline, but surely there's other stories that we could tell.
But Wonder Woman, overall, there were a few things about Wonder Woman I didn't personally love, but overall, I thought the show was fantastic.
Yeah.
And then women in general absolutely loved it. So right. The answer is yes.
Right.
Good for them. They did that in an original way. And it was a time period piece of sorts as well that I also liked a little bit. So that was
And Wonder Woman, honestly, is one of those superheroes that hasn't oversaturated the market. Not like your Supermans or your Batmans, where they've just had infinite presence in pop culture, you know? Wonder Woman has had a little bit less mainstream than all of those characters. But
the show in itself was a really good show.
Yeah, you can't discredit the show because it was great.
Yeah, and I'm excited about this Spider-Man too. So,
are you excited about the European Spider-Man?
Yeah, we were joking after the show that it was basically like kind of like Ernest goes to camp, Ernest goes on vacation,
Ernest saves Christmas. Where will the superheroes go next? Yeah. So you never know. I'm sure they will just keep cranking out these movies as long as we keep paying for them. And there doesn't seem to be an end in sight. So and if you enjoy them,
last thing,
good luck.
Last thing, if we were paying $15 a ticket to go see these, the answer would be no.
Oh.
Absolutely not.
Well, there you go. We're not paying full price for these movies.
We're not doing that.
Gotcha. But
that's fine because they're going to get us on pay-per-view or dollar rentals or whatever it is.
So I hope those of you that love superhero movies soak it up, because this is the golden age of superhero movies, because they'll keep giving them to you, right? The
golden ages.
But it's like I always say, always check your house pets, not just for ticks or fleas, but for random tentacle monsters that might burst out of their face. Until next time, follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger Disney point to the exit, and we'll see you then on the Obscure Disney Podcast.